This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right now, we'll switch over to the Oblong Spheroid, man. Talks of football with our man, Greg Allman, as we say, the Midnight Rider. And he's always great from Fox and covers our division, covers the NFL. And we'll start off, Greg, with, I don't know, Josina Anderson heard that people are talking to us, but would anybody actually give us a third-round pick and then take on a hit for that cap hit for Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, I think if they were to get a third rounder for Kirk, Atlanta's eating a really big chunk of that $37 million. Because right. It's one thing to trade for a guy who's making $37 million. If Atlanta says, all right, we'll turn $25 million into a bonus, how do you like this $12 million Kirk Cousins? That might get you three. I'm still not sure it does.
So basically buying a third round pick.
Yeah. Offloading a lot of salary. It's kind of like, if you didn't like the idea of having a $37 million backup, as some teams might, this mitigates that. This says, okay, look, you're going to take a decent chunk of it off the board, but you know, here's some money you can spend on another position that might help you this year. And that's what it does. And again, if you get a draft pick out of it, that's even better. I'd be impressed if they can get a three.
He was injured last year, but we picked him up today. Jordan Fuller, the safety, presumably going to start, Greg, alongside Jesse Bates. Do you like the move?
Yeah, I think they've done a good job. I mean, obviously they haven't had a lot to work with money-wise, but to think about Leonard Floyd up front, to think about Divine Diablo in the middle, to think about Jordan Fuller, adding not the veteran guys, but not necessarily in their last year veteran guys. So I think there's a value in that. I think, I don't mind it at all. It's one of those where obviously they need to change some things, and they've lost some key pieces as well on this defense, but I think it works out well for them.
We pick up Leonard Floyd. Now, he's getting long in the tooth, but he's always been a solid piece. We move on because of the salary situation with Grady. And I always said, look, if you're one of the players on a really bad defense, I don't think you can say that he's inexpendable or, you know, there's no way you could move on. You couldn't move on. We had a hard time with our audience because Grady's been such a stalwart. But let's be honest. I mean, we're all penciled in here in this world. But what about our defense? Can they fix this defense? Do you like the moves? Will they be any better? And do we have to go edge rush with that first pick?
I would definitely go edge rush if I were them, honestly. I mean, this is something where I've been kind of pounding the table on since last year when I thought they'd take one at eight. They really haven't addressed him. And Leonard Floyd, don't get me wrong, Leonard Floyd's a big step in the right direction. He could be a 10-sack guy. He's not that far removed. I think he's had at least eight sacks each the last 3 years. But you need to really infuse the position with some talent, and it takes a first-round pick to do that. I think there are good edges that will be there at 15. It might be the third edge in this class. It might be the fourth edge in this class. But I think that's what they have to do. It's kind of like if you get pressure up front, it makes everything behind you better. and they haven't had that. And I think it's been a big part of why they haven't had a good defense. So, no, I do think they can be an improved defense to change out coordinators, to change out, you know, I don't know, maybe a third of the personnel right now. It needed to change. And it's something where, again, I don't know if it's solved yet, but it seems like it's a step in the right direction.
We know you covered Tampa for a long time, Greg. They've made some good moves this offseason. Looks like it's going to be another battle between the Falcons and the Bucs in the NFC South. How do you break down what they've done so far?
Yeah, I mean, Tampa's MO the last couple of years has just been keeping their own. So I thought they did well. I mean, Chris Godwin and Alante David are Grady Jarrett types, are guys that have been here a long time. You know, like you said, stalwart. And it was really a priority for them to keep them. I thought they did pretty well to get Godwin where they got him. Some of the other receivers, you know, you see some of the money they've gotten, maybe slightly younger guys, have been really big checks. So I thought they did well there. They brought back their guard, Ben Bredesen. Not a ton of additions in terms of big dollar additions. They were able to add Hassan Reddick, a lot like Atlanta. I mean, all four teams in this division could use some edge help. So to see Hassan Reddick, to see Leonard Floyd, kind of on similar type deals in terms of the money and the stage of their careers, that's not surprising me at all. But, yeah, I think Tampa did what they wanted in terms of just keeping their core together. I think they feel confident that that's something that's worked for them and been a big part of the kind of the sustained success they've had here these last 4 or 5 years.
Greg Allman, guys, from Fox with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline, kind of bouncing around the league. Let's get your 2 cents worth. Do you buy the Shedeur Sanders nonsense? Do the Giants take him? Where is he going to wind up? Is he going to be top five, top ten?
Yeah, I don't know. It's all over the map in that it's one of those where you have teams at the top that need quarterbacks and haven't necessarily done anything. You look at Titans, you look at Browns, you look at Giants, 1, 2, 3. None of them have really taken action to where you'd say, oh, well, now they don't have to go quarterback. So everyone wants to talk about the Giants and Shedeur. I don't know that he will be there at three is the problem, and that there's still a world where if you think Cleveland wants to invest in a quarterback, and I mean, if you're a team that's hamstrung by a terrible contract like that Deshaun Watson contract, it kind of helps if you can get your quarterback cheap for 4 years, which is what a draft pick does. So, I don't know. It's one of those where, you know, I also am aware that they don't necessarily have to be two quarterbacks worth taking in the top five every year. I think we got spoiled a little bit last year to have, I mean, five different quarterbacks all making an impact as rookies, whatever it was, six drafted in the top 12. And we're not that far removed from that Kenny Pickett class where there was only one first rounder and he barely went in the first round and wasn't very good. So I think sometimes there's a pressure, all of these teams that don't have a quarterback, there's this, it's almost like a vacuum where you feel the need to elevate whatever quarterbacks are there to franchise quarterback status. And I think we've kind of done that a little bit with Cam Ward, and he's probably the number one pick Tennessee. I don't know that Shedeur Sanders is right there at that next stat. So, he could be just because the teams that are at...
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
At the top of the draft, need quarterbacks. You know, we still could see, again, Kirk Cousins could fill one of those holes. If you had a team that could get him for less than he's costing the Falcons and wants to add a veteran,
right,
that's not necessarily a long-term answer. But if you don't like the short-term answers this year, that might work for them. So I'm still unsure how things fit in. I mean, you got
another whole subplot is Jackson Dart slipping into the first round.
Right.
Or Jalen Milroe slipping into the first round. I'm not sold on those guys either. I don't think this is a great quarterback class. Sometimes if you need a quarterback, you're going to take what's left on the shelf.
Good move or bad move for the Vikings to turn the keys over to McCarthy?
A bold move is what I would say. I think there's definitely less drama than if you brought Aaron Rodgers there. But I think the Vikings have done such a great job to take a 13-win team and make them better on both lines of scrimmage here. But again, there's just uncertainty. I mean, it's a little bit like Atlanta. I mean, at least with Atlanta, you had three games to get a sense of what you have from your young quarterback there. But, you know, for Minnesota, no matter how much confidence you have in J.J. McCarthy and how much you like the way he held himself, he's still never played a snap of real NFL football. So the idea that he could take a playoff-ready team, again, we probably would have said the same thing about Sam Darnold a year ago, but it's a big risk. You worry that 4 weeks into the season, they'll be 2-2, they'll have limitations at quarterback, and they'll be forced into making a more desperation move to bring in a veteran. But no, it's the bold move, and if you listen to Kevin O'Connell, he certainly trusts a young quarterback and trusts his ability and his history to produce good results and good progress from young quarterbacks.
Talking about the NFL, man, with Greg Allman. The Aaron Rodgers thing. So is he just going to step away, or is he going to take this all the way to, I don't know, the draft? Or when does it? When I'm asking you to read the mind of Aaron Rodgers. But do you think the Giants are viable? I mean, I know Minnesota, as you said, you know, they took their head back out of the ring. Where does he go?
Yeah, I don't know right now. I mean, the Vikings made sense, and that if you can put him at the head of a playoff ready team, I mean, he's in real danger of kind of ending his legacy on a real downturn and having 2 years that are just unremarkable. And you hate to see that. Favre at least made the playoffs at the end, you know? I mean, it's one of those where the idea of him, you know, right now, what we see right now is what feels like indifference. Like, I'm not in a real hurry to pick. And it's like, well, the rest of the league is kind of in the process of trying to do that. So the longer you wait, the more you have the best options you have just by the fact that they can't wait, picking somebody else. And if you sign a, you know, right now it's a Russell Wilson, or you're signing a Jameis Winston or a Joe Flacco. I don't know that precludes you from signing an Aaron Rodgers later, but I think just in terms of what you're telling the guy you're signing right now, that's kind of rude. So it could be he steps away. And again, it's like you said, it's not really an easy mind to predict. Guy had 28 touchdowns last year. So, I mean, it wasn't a great year by any means. But right. I think there are a lot of NFL teams that would take 28 touchdowns and 11 interceptions if they felt like they didn't have the drama that comes with it. I'm intrigued. I don't know where he fits in. There's about three or four decent quarterback dominoes left. You could see somebody like Kirk Cousins get in the way. And he probably, even injured last year, was probably better than most of the options that are out there right now. So you'll have the draft. Maybe it takes the draft and these teams deciding they've exhausted their options before they make a move to trade for somebody or to sign a veteran. But it's kind of a slow waiting game going on right now for some of these teams.
Speaking of the Jets, can Justin Fields pull the reverse Geno Smith and Sam Darnold and go to the Jets to become a franchise quarterback?
Right. That seems like the uphill climb, the upstream swim of the choices there. No, it's intriguing to see. You have a new coach. I really like Aaron Glenn. I think their defense will be much improved. You know, Justin Fields, I feel like I don't know that he necessarily got a full chance to be everything or show everything he could in Pittsburgh last year. But now I'm intrigued. I mean, 2 years, $40 million, that's definitely a commitment where he's going to get a long leash and a long chance to prove himself. And if he doesn't, I mean, this is team three for him, to where, you know, you're starting to run out of opportunities where teams are going to hand you the keys. So I'm really intrigued to see what he does. I think he has to find that balance of run and pass. You know, maybe ran a little bit too much in Chicago, maybe didn't run enough in Pittsburgh. But again, there's so many models for mobile quarterbacks with a strong defense being a combination for success. And New York, you just want to kind of get on the uptick. I mean, it's just been so long they've had negative storylines there I want to think that Aaron Glenn is a smart hire and a guy that can take them in the right direction.
All right, big guy. Greg, we always appreciate the insight. Great, if you missed it earlier, basically saying hard to see a straight third-round pick and somebody taking all that salary. Basically, they're going to have to eat some. So a prorated deal for somebody for Kirk Cousins in a nutshell.
Yes, I really think that's the case. And it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, if you're a team that has cap space left and hasn't used it, there's not a ton of $10 million a year signings you can make right now to make good use of that space. So if you're a team without a quarterback, you've decided that it's not Rodgers, it's not Wilson, it's not these other retreads, it's worth kicking the tires on. And I think, I think obviously Kirk has to be on board for it right now. It's that complicated thing. But I think given where he is, if he has a decent team that wants him and believes in him and will give him the team for a year, maybe promise not to draft somebody after they add him, I think that would work.
Hey, man, great stuff, Greg. Appreciate the time. Follow him on Twitter as well. Thanks again.
Okay, guys, take care.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.